live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, it's just coming up to 11:30, and I'm really pleased that Lewis Ling, the artistic director and producer from Cambridge Theatre Company, is with me. He's just joined me after a busy morning waiting for Skip to turn up.
Yes.
Good morning, Lewis. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, we're going to be talking about some really exciting new shows you've got for youth productions coming up. But before we go on to talking more in more detail about those, could you give us a bit of a background of Cambridge Theatre Company?
Yeah, of course. So I started Cambridge Theatre Company, or as other people know it as CTC, kind of late 2015, originally to give adults an opportunity to do shows, and shows that wouldn't normally be produced in Cambridge, maybe because the production values or other companies wouldn't take the risk. Shows like Spamalot or Priscilla. We were one of the first companies also to do Goodnight Mr. Tom as the first kind of amateur production per se. And we've kind of then built up a really strong following over the years. And it kind of then suddenly dawned on me during, obviously, it was Goodnight Mr. Tom, really, that we were having. We had so many kids, and I was like, the talent in Cambridge is crazy. Like, I kind of knew that there was a lot of stuff, because obviously there's a lot of stuff going on with the arts in Cambridge, but with youth stuff in particular, there wasn't. Not at the level with theatre and musical, especially musical theatre. And at that point, we kind of launched one of our projects, and that was Les Mis School Edition, and where we had over 250 young people aged from 11 to 21 audition, and that's kind of started the kind of where we are today, really, along with the adult shows as well. And we generally perform at Great Hall at the Lees. That's our kind of home residence. We do perform at the ADC as well, but that is, the Lees is our home. So we've kind of gone on quite a journey, especially with the young people stuff.
Yeah, it's exciting times. And you're saying you're coming up for your 10th?
Yeah, I think it's not next year, it's the year after. So we're in year eight. So we're kind of starting planning, because we have to work quite far in advance. Like, now I will start looking at next year's shows. I always have an idea. Everyone's like, you must know. And I do. I have to be quite coy about it, I get so excited.
And I
will tell people. Yeah. Like, I mentioned it to someone the other day at a meeting, and then I have to talk about it. I kind of got around it by something else.
Yeah, because I'm guessing you have to apply to put on these shows, don't you? Because you have to get the copyright
we have to get there's quite a few different companies, publishers, and we basically submit what we'd like to do, and then obviously we then pay them quite well. We have to go through that process.
And from what you're saying there as well, that, I mean, the standards at Cambridge Theatre Company, I've seen quite a few of your shows now, is very high, and it's hard when you're watching it to even believe that everyone in it is amateur.
Yeah.
And but I say amateur, and that's not a derogatory.
No.
It's just that they don't do that as their full-time job.
No, and I like that term amateur, because that's, you know, when we get the licenses through from the publishers, it will say, you know, this is an amateur license, and I also have that thing. I use the word more community.
Yes.
Because actually we have had so many ex-pros that have maybe that will work in a particular other avenue of the arts, but then have decided maybe to start a family, but actually still want to kind of keep their toe in, and they still do it. And so they're not, it isn't their full-time job anymore, but they are extremely talented. And we do get that quite a lot, where, especially because we put a lot of resources behind our shows, and we do get that a lot. And I think the standard, I think people know when they come to Cambridge Theatre Company that there is a standard, and, you know, we're always pushing the boundaries, and we're always, I think also because I've kind of recently gone back into the industry in a different avenue, I'm also like looking at new things and thinking, I'm going to steal that idea.
Yeah,
CTC,
that one day.
You know,
yeah,
so yeah. You know, and so as people come back to the to do our shows, or you know, audition for the first time, that a lot of the things I think, oh, we've not done anything like this before. It can be anything, how we structure our rehearsals, to just kind of our etiquette and how we do things, really, because I think it's important, and that professionalism then shows on
absolutely
stage.
So all the people that work are professionals, aren't they? That, you know, the directors, the choreographers, they're all professionals in their own field and specialists.
Yeah.
So the people that come into these shows and the band and everything yeah. else, you know, they're really top quality. And I think what you're saying about why it was important to do it for the youth is because a lot of people couldn't afford that risk of saying, right, we're going to go for some shows that would cost a lot, and people may not come see it because it could be groundbreaking in what
yeah.
you're doing.
Yeah, I think with the youth stuff, like it was a couple of years ago now, but we did a Little Mermaid production, which is, we call it the Summer School Project, and it dawned on me there were so many people coming to see this production because of CTC. They had no association with anybody in the company, like cast, backstage staff at all, but they were coming because they had heard about our other shows, and that made me really, really think and think, wow, that there is that appetite to come and see theatre, and it is reasonably affordable, and yeah, that's great, really.
Like you say, having the space at the Leeds Theatre is a lovely welcoming space. It's a real proper theatre, isn't
yeah,
it? So
yeah, yeah, you wouldn't, you know, for a school, you know, as it's a school theatre, but you, when you go in through the doors, you think, wow, this is, like, to be honest, I've toured a lot of the theatres around the UK, and to be honest, the Leeds is really up there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, now, so tell us some more about, so this is two shows you're putting on, one after the other, so but people can audition for either or both, so
yeah,
maybe talk about them together or one,
yeah, yeah.
one
so,
after the other.
So we've actually got three shows.
Oh, wow,
this
okay.
year we haven't announced too much about the third one. I'll go on about that in a moment. But the shows we're doing this year is Disney's Frozen Junior, Everybody's Talking About Jamie, the teen edition, and we're doing a new adaptation of Beauty and the Beast. So those first two shows will be at the Great Hall at the Leeds, and the other show, Beauty and the Beast, that will be at the ADC.
Oh, okay.
It's a slightly different telling of the tale. So we've Frozen is the first show, and we've got the first audition this weekend.
Hence, we need to tell people today
yes.
that it's very important. It's this Sunday, isn't
it? It's this Sunday, and we've got free workshops, and everyone gets very scared by auditions, and we do it as a workshop. So they come in, they do some icebreaker games, they will do so a little bit of movement, and they'll do a little bit of singing, and then that's it. It's a 90 minute session. It's a very safe environment. I actually, you know, got an email last night saying, you know, can we do a trial, and I was like, it doesn't work like that. We're not a drama school. We are about putting on productions. For me, I think a lot of the kids want to go through that discipline about putting on a show of a really high quality. So yeah, so we've got auditions, and then those that are successful, we also have recalls. Not everyone gets recalled. Sometimes young people think, well, I haven't got a recall, I'm not in the show. That doesn't work like that.
Okay, so they could be,
and we will probably do yeah. that anyway.
Yeah.
If we know that we don't need to see any more from them, and we think, yeah, we think they can play that character, or they can do A, B, C, and D, then we don't want to waste their time.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is that assumption, if you don't get a recall, yeah. that you're not. And I totally get it.
But it's good to know, though, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
yeah.
So yeah. So yeah, so we've got that. And Frozen is, the structure of our rehearsals are kind of quite intense. And for those auditioning, it's between the ages of 9 to 18 for Frozen.
That's quite a big age range.
It's quite a big age range. And everyone thinks, and for those that have been, you know, sleeping or hiding under a rock, basically it's the story of, you know, Anna and Elsa. These two, you know, it's very classic Disney princess. But it's a massive, you know, although it's a junior version and a 1 hour version of the show, it's quite meaty. You know, all those songs are in it. Let It Go. Like, they're all in it. And, you know, when we had a production meeting recently, we were like, this is actually quite difficult, some vocally. So we we like to give ourselves a challenge, and also the young people, because I think if young people are going to do performing, they want to get the best out of that experience and to live it and breathe it. And what we are doing this year is we are doing free Sunday rehearsals, and then we go on to kind of like an intense, it's kind of like 8 days actually, and then we move into the theatre. So it's a really kind of short process. So
you need to be available for all of those.
You have to be available for that.
And all those details on your website.
They're all on our website,
which is
cambridgeyouththeatre.org.uk.
Right, that's easy.
It's quite easy. Everybody's talking about Jamie. It's slightly older. It's from teenagers, from 13 up to 19. And for those that don't know any about, because it is relatively quite a new musical, it's based on a true story. And it's about a young boy called Jamie who he's year 11, so it's very current. He wants to go to his school prom in a dress. And in the story, we see him have his drag persona as well. So it's a real fun, uplifting musical. And to be honest, we've had so many young people sign up for it. And it's been quite remarkable, actually, because...
And when are the auditions for that one?
So they start... I've got to check, because I've...
Yes.
The 14th of May.
That's the audition day.
That's the audition day.
But you go to the same website.
You go to the same website. You have to sign to join a member. It's £25 to join as a member. We do charge a participation cost. And we do also have a bursary as well. A lot of people don't never apply for the bursary, which is great if you're in that position not to. But I always urge people, if people are struggling, we are in a cost of living, as we are keep being told, and everything's going up. But we really do, if the people are, feel like, I can't,
I'd love to have a go, but this is going to take away other things that.
Yeah, so do it. We've had it for quite a long time, and we actually now our program sales generally that the Based money that. Goes back
Brilliant.
Into that really.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And sometimes we allocate so much a year from other bits and pieces if we get gift aid and stuff like that because obviously we are a charity. So we do want people to
So
come.
When are both performances on? So we've got the audition date for Frozen Junior in this Sunday, 23rd of April.
Yes.
And then 14th of May, if you're interested in Jamie.
Yep.
I guess you can audition for both.
You can audition for both, yes.
And so what production dates are those?
So the production dates for Frozen is Wednesday the 2nd to Saturday the 5th of August.
Right.
And Jamie's dates are February half term. Wednesday.
Oh, so next...
October.
I was going to say,
ahead of myself. That's another show.
You nearly gave away another one then.
Yeah. Wednesday, yeah, that's what I do. Wednesday the 25th to Saturday the 28th of
October. So that's the October half term.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And then we have this new adaptation of Beauty and the Beast, which is not Disney. We're already doing one Disney.
Yeah.
And it's basically going back. It's basically the writer Anna Ledwich it's basically set in the Second World War.
Oh, okay.
And then all these different characters. So they are all there, but it's just very different. That's all I will say.
Yeah.
And it has its own vibe. And
is that going to be the Christmas show?
That's going to be the Christmas show. And that is primarily youth, but there is also six adults in that as well. Because I think it's nice. It's great.
Yeah, it's a good old mix.
It's really great. And our Christmas shows, we do like our Christmas shows. We really do. And it's the first time we've been back in the ADC for quite a while. And the reason why we've brought in this different show, it's a play with songs.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't call it a musical because it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Not even about the style.
So don't expect it to be the
Yeah,
the,
so for
the
anybody
Disney
that
version.
Is listening that thinks, well, my son or my daughter or they don't really want to do a musical. They may sing, but they don't feel confident enough. This is something that really can really explore. And this is very much about storytelling. There's puppetry as well. So there's a lot going to be going on, and it's going to be a feast for the eyes. And I've picked up this show from Chichester Festival Theatre. Their youth theatre there did it a number of years.
And so you know it works as well.
I know it works. Yeah. And they had and they didn't have any adults. And the writer has allowed us to make a couple of changes and actually to have adults in it. She thinks it would suit. So that's great, because it's about being collaborative and working together. And so, yeah, so excellent. We're quite excited about that. We haven't announced the audition dates yet, but they will be early September.
Okay.
So
keep a lookout for those. So remind us again, Lewis, about the website address for all of this information will be on.
So the website is cambridgeyouththeatre.org.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much for that, and good luck with it all. It sounds amazing, and I'm sure I'll be along to watch them all.
Cambridge 105 Radio.